Candlewood, and the East Side on Fort Riley Boulevard, open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to In Focus on this Wednesday morning. Brady Bowman with you. And I'm now here with the President and CEO of Big Lakes Developmental Center here in Manhattan, Lori Feldkamp. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
How are things?
Things are good.
All right. Well, easy answer.
Yeah, if absolutely. It's good, we're it's done, good. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for coming up. Now, glad to have you in. Big Lakes Developmental Center does so many wonderful things, and I figured first off, let's just start off, if anybody's unfamiliar with Big Lakes, if you want to just give a little generality of what you're all about.
Certainly. Big Lakes Developmental Center provides services for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities in the four counties surrounding Manhattan, including Pottawatomie, Riley, Gary, and Clay counties.
All right, and as far as the work that it does?
The services we provide, a wide range of services. We look at the whole person as far as when we're providing services, which means that we provide case management for them to help with service coordination and so forth. When they come into our services, we serve primarily adults, age 18 and over. We will serve them from age 18 until death. I mean, we have individuals in their 80s that are receiving services from us. That can include our day services program, which is day activities, as well as employment services and opportunities. We also have a large residential program where we provide services which include group homes for individuals that require 24-hour assistance to independent living, those that just need supports in the community to live on their own in apartments and so forth.
And is this facility here in Manhattan that serves those four county areas, or do you have some offshoots,
yeah,
I guess you can say?
We certainly do. Our main facility is here in Manhattan. That's where our administrative offices are located, and our primary work center for Pottawatomie, Gary, and Riley County is located here in Manhattan. We also have a work center that's located in Clay Center. We've been there a long, long time. As I was telling you earlier, before we got on the air, Big Lakes is celebrating a big year in 2018. We're celebrating 45 years of services in the four counties that we're at. So this is a big year for us. It's hard to believe 45 years. Community services really got started with the civil rights movement in the 60s. Prior to that, there were very little options available for parents with children with intellectual disabilities. Usually they recommended that they take them to a state hospital and drop them off and leave them there. And what we do is we provide services for them in their hometown, and they're able to stay and be a part of the community and part of their families. That's very important.
And I'm really glad you went over that, because that was going to be my next question, was like, before places like Big Lakes, what did people do? And especially back then, that was a time when there were more state hospitals. When there became less funding for state hospitals and those sorted to dwindle, is that kind of where the need for Big Lakes kind of arose?
Absolutely. The big push really started in the 80s. That's where we saw a number of state hospitals here in Kansas start to close. But in the 90s, approximately 1994, I think it was the state legislature passed a law. It was called the DD Reform Act, the Developmental Disabilities Reform Act, in which they made a concerted effort to close state hospitals in favor of community services. And now we are down to only two state hospitals that are located in the state of Kansas, and I believe the population there is less than 300 that are still in state hospitals. Prior to that, we had thousands of Kansans that were served in state hospitals, but now with community services, that has changed dramatically.
And kind of with that, I guess, what has places like Big Lakes been able to shoulder that burden, if you will, or could it? Is it a case where they almost went too much the other way, and maybe we need more of a balance of a combination of more state hospitals and places like Big Lakes?
I am not a proponent of state hospitals. I think that they are there when it's absolutely necessary that you have to have those kinds of restrictions on individuals, but the vast majority of individuals can be served and served successfully in the community as long as there are resources and capacity to do so. To kind of dovetail onto that, we're going to talk a little bit about funding. When the DD Reform Act was passed back in the early 90s, the promise was made that the resources that were going into the state hospitals were going to be put into community services, and the state did a pretty good job of that throughout the 90s. But in the early 2000s, we started seeing waiting lists start. Now people are that are eligible for our services are waiting up to 7 years to
7 years.
7 years, to get into services. And most people in the population don't know that. You know, there's a lot of assumptions that are made. I know you had school superintendents here earlier before I was here. And a lot of individuals that are in schools that are in special ed programs, there's assumptions made that once those students graduate from high school, that they go into services like Big Lakes and they're there for them. Well, that's not true. The funding is not there, and the waiting lists are long. In the state of Kansas, it's almost 4,000 individuals are waiting for services, and again, as long as 7 years.
And not just for Big Lakes, just across the state.
This is across the state, yeah. In our four counties, we have about 100 individuals that are waiting.
And covering a lot of Riley County Commission meetings, back even when I was working for that newspaper, I covered Riley County Commission meetings. And a lot of what you're telling me now is a lot what you were, you know, saying years ago at commission meetings. You usually come in usually about once a month, I believe, or maybe
every
other month, and come in and give a report to the commission. And maybe just real quick, maybe explain why you do go ahead and make appearances at county commission meetings and talk with those folks, especially now we're hitting towards budget season.
Certainly. The four counties that we provide services in have been long-standing partners with Big Lakes. We've received county mill levy money since the 70s. To provide services back then, of course, the focus changed, and the services that we provide are primarily paid for by Medicaid, which is a state plan service. What the counties do for us now and have for about the last 25 years is that they fund our transportation program. As you can imagine, the individuals that we serve can't drive, and access to our services, access to getting out of the community, going to the grocery store, going to medical appointments, whatever it is, they need assistance doing that. And the state does not pay for that. So our counties have stepped up over the years to fund that program, and so we're able to provide transportation services that are so needed in order for them to access the things that they need.
Is that something the state used to pay for once upon a time?
Well, once upon a time, we used to get matching money from KDOT, but that grant went away about 5-6 years ago is when that went away, when a lot of cuts were going on
around
the state.
Kind of around the same time, KDOT was kind of used as this extra emergency general fund in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I think there was some correlation there.
Yeah, that makes the timelines work out on that.
They certainly do.
You know what, let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. We'll come back and talk more about Big Lakes with Lori Feldkamp here on News Radio KMAN.